You want Black Friday prices without the Black Friday crowds. Lowe's gets it. We checked the calendar, and Christmas is coming early. $99 is all you need to grab your favorite select 7-foot pre-lit artificial Christmas tree for the holiday season. And don't sweat what gifts to get Dad, because we've got up to 40% off select tools and accessories. That's how Lowe's celebrates Black Friday early. Selection varies by location while supplies last.
This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor, Gaius. I'm in Londinium, 1st century AD. Germanicus is traveling. He's in London, 21st century. We're observing in the 21st century a lot of chaos. Certainly, Germanicus, there's no similar chaos here in Rome. Everything seems to be organized right now. This is the first century. And though our emperor is inadequate, it serves to remind all of us what can be and what will be, which is great order for two emperors in the 2nd century AD. And we're reflecting upon the successes of Rome to leave us in Londinium alone with retired centurions. However, in the 21st century, where everything is modern, they've got nukes in the UK, they've got a general who won't leave in Kiev, and now we have the U.S. targeted Iran-backed terrorists for the third day, reads the headline. In an announcement on Sunday, destroying a Houthi missile, it said, posed an imminent threat. So we're attacking, the U.S. is attacking both Iran-backed terrorists in Iraq or Syria, we're unsure, they're not telling us, or Houthi Iran-backed bad actors in the mountains of North Yemen. The attack seems to be being launched by the carrier group, the carrier strike group in the neighborhood, although I did also hear that the B-1 bomber, which is supposed to be retired, flew all the way from the U.S. to bomb at some point in the early rounds. There's a lot of chaos here. I'm not being definitive because it's fog of war, and the first reports can be dubious. However, the bigger picture is the U.S. is one more time bombing organizations, military, that are using 21st century weapons, although they're essentially desert or mountain tribes. They're not anywhere close to the battle readiness of the U.S. military. We're using our bombers against raiders, marauders, guerrillas, and that has failed every time we've done it since the Second War. Will it fail again, Germanicus, is the big question.
There have always been ragtag tribal peoples who seem to be at the bottom rung of the savage and the primitive in terms of human social organization and civilizational attainment. And yet they have no difficulty picking up the weapons of their modern enemies and using them effectively. In the 1880s, early 1880s, the Afghans defeated the British in battle. The Zulus with assegais wiped out an entire British force, over 1,000 men in Isandlwana. The modest fuzzy wuzzies, as the British called them, the tribal people of Sudan, stopped the relief of Khartoum, and Borden was doomed. And the Arabs, the same people, you know, not the Yemenis, but the what later became Saudi Arabia, they ravaged the Ottoman Empire with, you know, Rolls-Royce armored cars that the British gave them and a bunch of machine guns, Vickers machine guns. So the fact is, it's the toughness, motivation, discipline, and an objective focus of these societies that count much more than the various bells and whistles that we all admire in modern Western technology. And ultimately, the key factor is the willingness to sacrifice. And that willingness to sacrifice allows for all sorts of creative gambits in terms of attacks and operations that will always surprise the West, because the West does everything by the book, as it always has. And we're seeing that now. And yet we have convinced ourselves way back in World War II, in the strange cult called the U.S. Air Force and strategic bombing, that to bomb an enemy will force them to submit. It will break their spirit. This goes back to an Italian theorist called Guillermo Duhay. And he thought, well, we don't need armies anymore because the new airplane, will bomb cities and it'll break the will of society. And of course, the strategic bombing campaign completely destroyed the German urban landscape. It did not break the will of the Germans. Indeed, it increased their resistance. The same was true of Vietnam. We dropped more bombs on North Vietnam than were dropped in all of World War II. We killed tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands, of North Vietnamese, and they just fought harder. The same thing happened with ISIS. The same thing happened especially recently with the Taliban. And it's going to happen with the Houthi. They're very tough. They stopped Saudi Arabia and all of the weapons and all of the training and all of the guidance and targeting that we were providing Saudi Arabia, that's killed hundreds of thousands of Yemenis, and they're still fighting.
The bombing of the Houthis is odd, only because this isn't about the war on terror. This isn't about jihadists. This isn't about Al-Qaeda. It doesn't have a reason or an end except for the threat to commercial traffic in the Red Sea. So it can be argued that we're launching our weapons of war for Maersk. It sounds bizarre, but I can't frame it any other way. There's no NATO involved. There's no African Union involved. There's no international body whatsoever. We're the liberal order, right? We're the the United States is supposed to be defending the liberal order of states, the community of nations. Who are we defending?
We call ourselves the liberal order, but we can't even bring ourselves to call the position we seek to sustain a consensual vision or a legal vision. It's simply what we declare it to be, which is a rules-based order. And this is perhaps the most dangerous position the U.S. has ever been in, because we've lost the narrative. The narrative in World War II was redeeming humanity, saving humanity from raw black evil. And that narrative has been slowly hollowed out over the course of 70 years. And its last gasp was the war on terrorism, because in fact, the U.S. had been attacked and thousands of Americans killed. But now in Ukraine, we're fighting a war using Ukrainians and killing the Ukrainian nation. For what? For our own vanity and narcissism, the whole NATO expansion. What was that for? Was that for liberal democracy? Was that for world order? It seems like a feckless, greedy adventure. And when it comes to the Houthi, we're trying to paint them as terrorists. And yet, essentially, their whole compass, their narrative, is that of a righteous struggle, a jihad against what they consider to be an assault on the Muslim Ummah. Meanwhile, you know, we are the ones who have essentially engineered the deaths of 500,000 Yemeni, in the Civil War. We created the Civil War. We supported Saudi Arabia's goals. We did all of the things that enabled the killing of all those people, which is, by the way, something like 20 times the number of civilian dead as we've seen in Gaza. So the U.S. is in a position where it has empty words, but no real narrative. And most important of all, behind the narrative, there is no there's no sense of righteousness. There's no moral compass to the U.S. anymore. It's simply a question of what we desire, or rather, what the optimates, the elite, desire, and the empty orb and scepter of power.
Quickly, Germanicus, the Houthis will not surrender. They will not bow down. They are North Yemen. They have control of Sana'a. And when this campaign ends, do you expect them, does anyone expect them to change their behavior? They're using weapons supplied by Iran. Why would they stop?
Well, they won't stop, and they can't stop. And effectively, and quite quietly, because this administration and the preceding administration under Mr. Obama certainly did not notice that Iran was moving from strength to strength, both in terms of its strategic position and its military capability. And now you have Syria, much of Iraq, Yemen, which is to say, you know, Houthi Yemen.
And don't leave out Jordan. We're basing out of Jordan. That was where the attack was.
Jordan's very shaky. Jordan is shaky. Egypt is dependent on our aid and on Saudi money as well. So you have a situation that the U.S. really has built for itself, right, just as it did in Vietnam.
Let's be Roman and remind ourselves that what we're witnessing in the 21st century, it possibly is the creation of the political general we know so well, because after all, our security is the product of political generals, from Gaius Marius to Octavian Augustus. Germanicus is in Londinium in the 21st century. I'm in Londinium in the 1st century AD. We're about to discuss a man, Gaius Marius, who died in 86, 87, somewhere in BCE, and was the author of the model that becomes the Roman Empire. This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor.
At Ability Chiropractic, we do things differently. We believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Our doctors take the time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, we help restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book an appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
When it comes to broccoli salad, Ohio, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. Everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows that tangy zip. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip in all your favorite recipes. Buy now and get your tang on, Ohio.
It's Cybersecurity Awareness Month. LifeLock is here with tips to help protect your identity. Use strong passwords, set up multi-factor authentication, report scams, and update your software. And for comprehensive identity protection, LifeLock is your best choice. LifeLock alerts you to suspicious uses of your personal information and fixes identity theft, guaranteed, or your money back. Start your protection today with a 30-day free trial at LifeLock.com. Use promo code NEWS. Terms apply.